the question that was asked was, what is the next step? Well, I know that the selectmen are intending to have additional public hearings on this. Last Monday night, there was a hearing before the council on other matters, but I did raise the questions that I had about how the public had not been given fair opportunity to comment at the conclusion of the yachting solutions presentation. And there was agreement with that. And in conversation, it seems that they feel that there should be more. So there is going to be more public hearings. There's going to be more public hearings called by the council. There will also be, once, my understanding is that Yachting Solutions has not submitted application to DEP, Submerged Lands, or the Army Corps, which they will have to do to move forward with this. They have not yet filed. But once they do file, and I'm not sure who it was that said this, but it's very important that we show that we're interested parties. And I know that CHIP is intending to do that. Certain individuals are intending to do that. We'll get notification of when these applications are made. And these agencies have the authority to call public hearings. And I understand that sometimes what they'll do is they'll actually come from Augusta to the location where the issue is, and they'll hold a public hearing. So that's also in the offing. Right now, what we're doing is we're circulating a petition. There is clipboard on that back table with the petition. And I said this at the meeting, the very first meeting that I attended on this, and I'll say it again. If you are in opposition to what's going on, and my experience has been circulating that petition, that probably about 90% of the people I've talked with are opposed. A lot of people don't know what's going on, but they're becoming well-informed. If you have any reason that you have to oppose this project, I would urge you to sign the petition. Even if you don't agree with everything that's on there, there may not be elements in the petition that you feel are reasons for objection to the proposal. But the reason for signing it is, the more signatures we get, the louder our voice becomes. And eventually there are going to be these hearings, and we want to have as loud a voice as possible. And they will listen. As Ron pointed out, there was the Samoset project that was proposed years ago. That was defeated. There was a developer, just like this developer, that wanted to do something in the harbor. And it was defeated. And it was defeated because people spoke up. That's what it takes. And we do have a voice. So the petition is one way of expressing that. And when there are meetings, and I am really heartened with the turnout tonight. Honestly, you can ask my wife, who's been sitting there monitoring, you know, the big screen. I was wondering, you know, are we going to have 10 people? You know, I mean, I really wasn't sure. But this has been a wonderful, interaction, a wonderful exchange of ideas. I've learned things. Some things that I had for misconceptions have been clarified. Some by people who were working for the developer, Proc Marine. I thought it was a great clarification of what's going on. Doesn't convince me not to oppose this, but at least now there's better information to make some sort of conclusion.
Anyone looking into what it would take for the city of Rockland to lease that area?
That's my
We'd still hire Proc Marine, by the way.
Don't worry.
I just, one other thing. I think do we have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page, CHIP: Sensible Harbor Infrastructure Plan, and it's a good point. We're going to be posting on that what we hear for upcoming hearings or whatever it might be. And also the Buzz, which is a local publication, that's going to be a very active source of information, media source. And then Penn Bay Pilot, whatever. But the Facebook page is also something you can try to connect to if you're on Facebook.
Can you say it again?
SHIP, S-H-I-P, colon, Sensible Harbor Infrastructure Plan.
One word.
Isn't it four the other words. Way around?
One acronym,
four
words.
Actually, it appears the other way around.
Pardon me?
On the page, it says Sensible Harbor Infrastructure
there
Plan.
There you go again. I've screwed up again. No, I believe you.
Chris, can you type in SHIP?
Pardon?
If you type in SHIP and Sensible, it comes up.
Yeah, there is. Somebody asked if we have extra petitions, blank petitions. We do, and I'll put them on the table out back there. You're welcome to take some copies. You can get signatures at the bottom of the petition page. There's an address that you can mail whatever you get for signatures, you can mail it back. Becca has a question.
So just quickly, what's the role of the Harbor Management Commission in all of this?
You know, they're advisory to the council. That's all I can tell you. The first meeting that was a Harbor Management Commission meeting was due to the issue of the moorings. There's a gentleman here who's on the commission. If he'd like to speak, I'm sure he can say a little bit more about what their input might be, what their involvement might be.
Well, we saw the presentation the first time in November, again in December. It was complete. We had no input to this design. As far as I know, is the city manager and the harbor master there for input. As far as I can tell, we can recommend. Well, I think the letter had pluses and minuses to it that was sent to the city. But I asked a ton of questions about it, and it seemed like there was nothing we could do as far as land, the moorings, and stuff like that. I mean, over time, there's been more discussion, so there might be more obvious, more things to do. But when I first saw it, it was just had no idea what we were going to look at. So it kind of came as a big surprise, and I think we left scratching our heads